أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة. This is the next surah. In the previous surah, Allah Ta'ala explained that what is the nature of man and what are the results of his actions, and that will come out on the day of Qiyamah, the results of his actions. Also, in the previous surahs, we were taught that man has got three basic weaknesses in him. One is that he loves money a lot, and the other is that he is very unmindful of the akhirat. He doesn't think about akhirat and that life. His life is focused only on dunya, and he thinks hardly about akhirat. And the love of money and ghaflat, unmindfulness that is within him. So in this surah, which Allah Ta'ala, in order to remove that unmindfulness, really shakes a person. If a person reads the surah, he will be jolted out of this unmindfulness of his, that is only thinking of this worldly life, having the comforts, having a peaceful life here. And in fact, we go to the extent that we use our deen also for our dunya's life. For example, a person reads Ayatul Kursi for protection. Absolutely correct. We should read, nothing wrong. But we must not only use deen for our dunya. That are we reading Ayatul Kursi in order to get protection in dunya? We will get. But we should do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We should do it that we get the sawabs in the year after. That should be the nature of our lives. With many of us, we'll make our namazes also, so we get barakat in our lives. We will get barakat. Namaz is for barakat. Lot of goodness will come. But we are really using deen for our dunya. It is like a person who uses a cloth which he wipes his face with, then he's wiping his shoes with that cloth. So what we are supposed to be getting, that we are unmindful of. So this surah then is here to jolt us out of that unmindfulness. And we very commonly hear the surah in Maghrib namaz, the imams commonly read it. So it should be a reminder for us what the surah is telling us. The surah, briefly, the synopsis of the surah, where it jolts us out of this dunya and makes us, and shakes us, trembles us, and let us come out of this dunya, so much so that it reminds us also that these huge, huge mountains, which are so strong and so solid, on the day of Qiyamah, they will fly like cotton wool. They will have no weight in them. They will just fly away. There are other explanations, very beautiful and very necessary explanations, which will come on its place when we get there. And then about the weight of the actions of man, that what we are doing, every amal of ours is going to have great weight of it, bad or good, on the day of Qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah, what a fearful day it will be. So Allah Ta'ala then tells us, Al-Qari'ah, wo kharkhara dalne wali, that thing that will cause a trembling. A great trembling, such that not only when a person sometimes very high fever and his whole body shakes, and he's feeling that his bed is also shaking, and the whole room is also shaking, but this will be, the whole world will be shaking like that. When we have some tremors, some earthquakes, they measure a certain amount on the Richter scale, and then harm comes, how buildings collapse, how everything else, the earth caves in at places, the earthquakes that come. This will be a thing which will be much, much more than that. It will put, as we perceive, read in front, man will be out of his mind on those days. Not only will he be trembling and shaking, but everyone. Then further Allah Ta'ala to jolt us out further out of this unmindfulness of ours, our ghaflat. Allah asked the same question again, Mal Qari'ah? Kya hi wo khar khara dalne wali? What is the thing that is going to be such a tremble? What is going to be causing this great trembling that will take place, the great shaking that will take place? What will it be? And again, the third time, again Allah Ta'ala asks just to let us be, to draw our attention, to give His full attention. But unfortunately, whether it's me or any one of us, though I'm reading it also and saying it, but after this, who of us takes it to heed? How many times we listen to it in our, especially Maghrib namaz, we read it ourselves, amongst the surahs that we know, we read it, but how much does it jolt us out of this unmindfulness of ours? We just carry on, unfortunately, with our own pace as we are carrying on in dunya. So again, Allah Ta'ala asks, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ Or to kya samjha, ke kya hai wo khar khara dalne wali? And what will explain to you, what is the thing that is going to cause this great tremble? Yeah, we had a few, the earth trembled also now a few days ago, a few weeks ago also, and how we just talk about it and we forget it. May Allah save us. And what terrible earthquakes have come in the world in our very recent past, in Haiti, in Kashmir, what devastation it left behind him, in Indonesia. But it is a news item for a few days. We just pass some cursory remarks and we carry on with our lives as it is. It is also just like a person sees a terrible accident and then he passes some remarks about it, carries on, and again he drives as he drives. Again his speed is back to its normal again. Again his negligent driving is again back to its normal. We are very much in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. And yet the Quran Sharif and the Kalam of Allah to take us out of it, but yet we don't come out of it. So what is the necessity? Is this veil must be lifted from our minds. And this veil, we can understand it like a very musty day, very, very musty day. And we can't see anything. And even just half a meter in front of our car, we can't see, though we got our headlights, fog lights on. But when the mist rises, then we see how clear the road is. Just like that, this mist is over our mind of this dunya. The wealth of this dunya and love of this wealth and all our lust and our fulfilling our desires, it is that mist. And if it raises before our maut comes and we realize and we make tawbah, we are fortunate. But if it has to raise at the time of maut, when malakul maut comes, when tawbah is not accepted anymore, then it will be a very serious consequence for a person, what the akhirat will be. He will realize his wealth is not going to help him. It will be just all left behind. All the degrees behind his name, nothing is going to help him. All will be left behind. And we won't be asked about our wealth, about our degrees, about our political affiliates and who we had connection with. All these things will not help us in the least, but our amal, our iman, yaqeen. But for that we have no time at the moment, and we are all just concentrated on this dunya. May Allah remove this ghaflat of ours and let us become mindful for the true journey that we all have to face and we are all going to. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا